KS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KS 95.1.
And we are the home of Wake Up and Win, you guys. Have you heard? Head over to the website, kiss951.com. Give us your name. Tell us what time you wake up using the KISS95.1 app where we have an alarm feature. You can wake up right to us. This way you know that your name is going to be called out. You got 15 minutes to call us back, and you can score $500. Wake up and win. We are going to call a name out, I would say, like within the next 15 minutes.
Right.
I would be listening to the MRL show.
So listen very closely. And that's the other thing about it. When we announce a name, man, it happens quick. And you never know when it's going to be yours. But there is a food that's injuring people.
Mm.
It's the number one food-related injury. It's involving this specific food. Do you know what it is?
I am going to guess, Roy, the food injury has got to be a Hot Pocket. There's nothing worse than heating up a Hot Pocket. As you know, you saw firsthand, I ate a Hot Pocket that was too hot, and it burnt my lip, and I had a scar.
You really did have a scar.
And I was going on national TV for that Big Fat Fabulous Life TV show we were on, and they had to put makeup on it to cover it. Is it a Hot Pocket?
It is not a Hot Pocket, although I do see what you're seeing, because the inside gets way too hot.
Yep.
But you are close.
Mm.
It is pizza. From cutting the pizza to burning themselves on pizza pans... they are the number one food-related injury.
How? Why?
Many people even also slip and fall while carrying pizzas.
What?
From takeout, walking into and out of and or around pizza places.
What?
But yeah, from cutting pies to burning themselves on pizza pans to carrying out, carry out. That is the number one food that hurts more people. An estimated 2,300 people had to go to the emergency room last year for pizza-related injuries.
Nicole, you ever get injured by pizza?
No.
Were you ever a pizza delivery person? I see that being in your
No,
your resume.
I did delivery for Jimmy John's for 2 weeks.
That's what it was.
Okay. Yeah, and then I got a Vogue catalog as a tip, and I was like, this isn't for me.
Oh my gosh, I hate people.
Hey, let's take a quick round of calls because we got so much to get to. Jump on the phone with us right now at 704-570-9595. Let us know your food injury story. I already told you mine. Hot Pocket burnt my lip. It was a tragedy.
I've hurt myself many, many times burning, but I think the worst injury was actually with pizza. I lost my roller cutter thing. You know, the roly cutty?
Yeah.
So I had to take a steak knife. I had to take a steak knife and cut the pizza.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't go well, buddy.
Well, what do you mean?
I was cutting, and you had to, like, saw the pizza, and the toppings are mushing everywhere.
Did you cut yourself?
And while I was trying to cut the individual slices,
mm-hmm.
I then cut myself. Yeah.
You poor thing.
Well, I think it was, like, my thumb, the tip of my thumb.
704-570-9595. Food injury stories. I cannot believe we're doing this segment. But we saw this article this morning, and Roy's like, I got to read you this.
Yeah.
By the way, bonus points if you got injured with pizza. Because, Roy, you're part of the statistic.
I am. I think a lot of people do. Let's first bring in, this is Colby in York. Our friend Colby, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning, y'all.
Morning.
Hi, Colby. What hurt you?
Hi. So I actually burnt myself trying to get liver mush out of the oven.
Well, that sounds awful. I don't even know what liver mush is.
You don't know what liver mush is? I for sure thought you.
I know, me being from the South. I never did with the liver stuff. I never played with liver.
What'd you do? Did you burn yourself?
Yeah, so I cook it in a cast iron skillet, but I put it in the oven and bake it so that it gets, like, crispy on the outside, but still good on the inside. And I went to get the cast iron pan out of the oven and thought that I had the full handle covered and did it. Ugh. And now I have a scar from the end of the handle on my hand.
Oh poor Colby.
No. Oh, no.
Dang, girl.
All right, let's talk with Ashlyn and Charlotte. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, good morning.
All right, so you had a similar injury like Manny.
Well, my girlfriend did. She took a big old bite out of a Hot Pocket once, and it came out the other side, and I'm telling you, like, it scorched her chest. Like, she still has a scar from it.
Ooh, it's the worst.
But, you know, you would think by now, it's 2018, they'd come up with a better science or technology in fixing those.
Yeah, you think so, but in all fairness, you know how the lawsuits go. It says on there.
I know.
Well, Ashley, that's crazy about your friend and I. We were so hungry, we didn't even wait for that thing to cool down, because that would be the smart thing. That's how you avoid burning yourself.
No, yeah,
you know, hot pocket's tricky, though, because you think that it's, like, ready to eat on the outside, and you take a bite, and it's, like, boiling on the inside, you
That's
know?
True. Good point. Thanks, Ashley.
I feel the same way about Pringles. It's 2018. You think they'd make a can that your hand can fit in. You know what I mean? Like, by now, you think they'd come up with a system.
That's true.
This is Maddie and Charlotte. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi.
Hey, Maddie. What happened? You had to go to urgent care over an injury?
Yes. So I thought it'd be a good idea to boil an egg in the microwave, and that went terribly wrong. When I opened the door, the egg exploded, and all the hot water and egg went in my chest, and I had second-degree burns.
Second-degree burns from a hard-boiled egg. I know it was hard for you guys to hear that. Yes, thank you, Maddie.
I couldn't hear a thing. I just had a morning in my way. That's all I heard.
Stop it. I heard you, Maddie. She had to go to urgent care with second-degree burns.
I'm so sorry, Maddie, but you had an awful phone quality. I do apologize. We love you, girl. This is Krista in Troutman. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi, good morning. My food story is I work at Arby's down in Troutman, and we have mozzarella sticks. And one day I was getting mozzarella sticks out of the fryer, and literally one dropped, and it splashed all over my hand, and I had second-degree burns from the mozzarella stick.
Yes, of course, with the oil.
Ouch.
Oh, no.
Dang. Oh, she should own that Arby's. You know that, right?
Just sue them.
All right, last one.
Yeah, Ashley and Charlotte, you're last up here on the MRL Morning Show with the food-related injury.
Hi. Yes, I'm Ashley. I just moved to Charlotte from Denmark with my fiancé. And I was feeling very fancy. We got these nice ceramic knives, doing the adult thing. And I was cutting an avocado. And you know how chefs kind of hit the avocado pit and then, like, scoop it out?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that didn't happen with me. Instead, the ceramic knife was so slippery that it slipped off the avocado pit and into my hand. So I had to go to an urgent care and get 2 stitches for it.
Oh,
I know.
You know, and they say awful. The avocado is supposed to be the healthy, safe fruit.
Yeah, I don't know how to open up one.
Apparently, a lot of millennials are getting injured by avocados. Mm. So I just fall into a statistic now.
Yeah,
that's funny. Well, Ashley, thanks for moving to Charlotte and taking up the MRL Show family. We appreciate it.
Yeah, it's awesome. We listen to y'all every morning. Thank you so much for being entertaining.
Oh, thank you. We're trying to get membership tags or something.
Totally love
so
you
we
back.
Can tag you.
Thank you so much.